Hello and welcome to our Vida Goals podcast. This is Ron from Vida Goals, and today I would like to tell you a story. It's a story about Sarah. Sarah has been in a relationship for a long time. Now she is single for an even longer time. She is desperately looking for a new romantic partner. She is looking online and offline, and finally she found someone. Ken. Ken seemed to be quite interested. They chatted a bit, they talked on the phone, and they arranged for a first date. 2 days later, they met in a coffee shop. They talked a bit more, they looked each other in the eyes, and they kissed. Then they said goodbye. Sarah was on cloud number 9. This was her man. He was funny, handsome, clever, even rich. So she waited for Ken to call her back. And she waited and waited. And then on the next day, she decided to send Ken a message. "Hi Ken, I enjoyed our evening so much. How is it going? Kisses, Sarah." And she waited for a reply, and waited, and waited. She waited for ages. And then after 5 minutes, Ken replied. "Hi Sarah, nice to have met you. Maybe we can stay friends." Ken. Sarah was devastated. From cloud number 9, she fell down through all the 8 clouds underneath her and hit the ground hardly. Sarah decided to turn to her best friend, Ivo. They met, they talked, and then Ivo said, "Sarah, listen." Sarah was crying. "From all I know about Ken, he is a dream man. How can you expect such a man to fall in love with you? I mean, look at you. You are boring, you are ugly, you are fat." Bummer. Now Sarah was even more devastated. Do you think Ivo is a good friend? Probably not. But you need to know something about Ivo. Ivo knows Sarah very, very well. He knows her better than anyone else. Ivo is Sarah's inner voice. Ivo. We all have those inner voices. Sometimes our inner voices are helpful, sometimes not. Let's say you have a goal. You would like to travel the world for 1 year. You talk to your best friend and she says, "You are completely crazy." You have a great job, a secure income, a nice apartment, friends, parents. Traveling the world sounds romantic, but in fact it is dangerous, expensive, boring if you travel alone, and uncomfortable unless you can afford first-class flights and 5-star hotels. When you come back, you have nothing. No job, no more savings, and your friends hardly know you anymore. Wouldn't you at least consider your plan? She is your best friend. You trust her. Probably you would. On the other side, what if your best friend tells you how much she admires you for your plan to travel the world? You have so much to win. You gather exciting experiences, meet new people, free your mind, learn to handle challenging situations, and get so many inspirations. She is truly proud of you that you are going to break out of your routine and start this life-changing adventure. When you come back, you will have invaluable wisdom, and you can start a new job easily and one you really enjoy. If you don't do it, you will surely regret it at the end of your life. There is nothing good or bad about the intentions of either advice. Only the latter is helpful for achieving your goal. The first one surely is an inhibitor. Long time ago, I had a crush on a girl. We chatted, we talked, we arranged for a date. On the day of the date, the girl called me and said, "Hey, listen, I'm very sorry, but I cannot make it tonight." And I said, "Okay." And I never called her again. Why? Because my inner voice told me that she did not like me. Was it right? I don't know. Was it helpful? Definitely not. Many years and many experiences later, I fell in love with another girl. We chatted, we talked, and we arranged for a date. And on the day of the date, she called me and said, "Hey, listen, my friend is in town and I don't know if we should meet tonight." And I said, "Of course we should. We have a date." And she said, "Oh, okay." And we had a date. And we liked each other. Eventually. And today, that girl is my wife. Take care of your inner voice and make it your ally. You might end up listening to it. The following questions might help you. Is my inner voice telling me the objective truth or just an opinion? What is the intention of my inner voice? Is the information helpful for what I would like to achieve, so for my goal? If not, how can I make the message helpful, positive, and motivating for me? Your inner voice has a tremendous influence on your life. It knows you better than anyone else, but unconsciously, it sometimes tends to be a bit negative. Let your inner voice love you, and love will come to you. Thank you for listening, and please check out our website at vidagoals.com, where you can also find the blog article related to this podcast.